The comedian, filmmaker, and philanthropist Jerry Lewis, he of the nasally voice and epic pratfalls, has died. Here he is with his longtime partner and straight man, Dean Martin.
Oh, I saw a sign outside, and it said that you learn people how to dance, so I'm here.
Oh, you want to learn how to dance, huh?
Yeah, I'd like...
Why? To... Why?
Well, because everybody dances, and I always go to parties, you see, Mr. Martin? I sit in the corner, and I don't dance with girls. They call me a wallflower. But if you teach me how to dance, then I'll go to a new party sometime next week, and I'll have all the girls. Boy, wow.
His classic goofball character stumbled through movies like The Bellboy and The Nutty Professor. In real life, Lewis was almost as well known for his philanthropy, launching an annual muscular dystrophy telethon to help children. But he also had a habit of courting controversy. And let's talk about this with biographer Sean Levy. He's a film critic and author of many books on the movies, including King of Comedy, The Life and Art of Jerry Lewis. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Just listening to that voice, wow. I mean, so many movies, long career, also on television. How do you define the art of Jerry Lewis?
Boy, you know, for a long time it seemed like the art of Jerry Lewis was anything he set his mind to. In the 1950s and 60s, he was the highest paid entertainer on TV, movies, and in nightclubs. He had top 10 singles on the radio. He performed at state fairs. He performed all around the world. He directed films. He was a dynamo.
What was it? What was the appeal? I mean, it's someone who can come across as such a classic goofball, but so beloved.
Well, he played a young, innocent character, and that translated internationally, I think, and across the generations of audiences. And also, even though we think of him as a squealing voice, he was a physical comic, so that's like silent movies or cartoons, and there's an element to that appeals to everybody because it's so easy to get the joke.
What about the controversies? I mean, he had this legendarily bad temper and also stuck his foot in it, you know, criticizing female comedians.
Yeah, he could be very thin-skinned with employees, with his partner Dean Martin, with journalists especially, and over the years he had notable run-ins with the press. And he also, as time went on, became kind of a curmudgeon. Things he said in 1960 sounded very different when he said them again in 2010 or so. So, but he was extremely stubborn. If he thought it, he thought it, and he would tell the world.
What about his work with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, which he became so well known for? Did that shape him as a performer?
I don't know if it shaped him as a performer, but it certainly shaped him as a man. He probably worked nonstop, and I mean day after day, for muscular dystrophy causes and initiatives for 60 years. Literally every day of his life, I would say. He raised some $2 billion through his telethons and other fundraising work, and he was in touch with families all over the world all the time. So it truly was part of him.
Author and film critic Sean Levy, his latest book, Dolce Vita Confidential, explores the glamour of movie making in 1950s Rome. Thanks so much for talking to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much.